Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Again, we're going to talk about, some of the Islamic laws, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, regarding miscellaneous issues. Or laws. Sheikh Javid, let me start this episode with this question. In what cases is the sajda of inadvertence obligatory?
Well, let me put it this way, that okay, sajda is sahw, which you translated as sajda of inadvertence, which is very difficult to pronounce, of course. The worshipper must perform two sajdas of sahw, or a sajda which one is required to perform because of a mistake, because of a blunder, maybe because of forgetfulness, or so on and so forth. So, he should perform two sajda after the salam of the prayer, or after completing the prayer. But there are certain cases which I would like to mention. The first case is when one, by mistake, speaks during prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you happen to speak, of course, it's always by mistake and not yes. deliberately. Mm-hmm. So in that case, you have to perform two sajda of sahw. And then the second case is in a four-raka prayer, after the second sajda, when a person doubts whether he has recited four raka or five raka, of course, that person should assume that he has performed four rakah, and then after completing the prayer, he has to perform two sajda of sahw.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second one. And the third one, when one forgets tashahud, not only is he required to perform tashahud, but he should also perform two sajda of sahw.
Mm.
And I think that's clear.
Yes.
Then, His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, says that in two cases, it is obligatory precaution to perform two sajda of inadvertence, of sajda of sahw. He says that when a person forgets a sajda, then the obligatory precaution is to perform two sajda of sahw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
And then, when someone, by mistake, recites the salam of the prayer where he should not. For example, you are performing a four rakat prayer, and then after the tashahud in the second rakah, you actually forgetfully give the salam and finish the prayer. Well, you are not supposed to do this, and you remember, you need to stand up, and then after completing the full rakah, you will need to perform two sajda of sahw, and this is an obligatory precaution. His Eminence has exercised obligatory precaution in this case.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, before the break, I asked you about the sajda sahw, or if you don't mind me translating it into the prostration of inadvertence. I'm going to ask you about how to perform these kinds of prostrations or sajdas.
Well, in order to perform two sajda of sahw, one should immediately after the salam of the prayer make niyyah of performing two sajda. That is important.
Yes, and it always comes into...
There should not be a gap between the prayer and the two sajdas, okay?
And they should always come in actually in twofold, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
There isn't any one single sajda or prostration you can do in order to compensate or make up for the missed
parts. Some people
use,
you know, that some people use sajda sahw. Sajda means one sajda, okay?
Yes.
That comes to your mind. That, exactly. Okay, you're supposed to do one sajda. But that's not the case. You should perform two sajda. And it, so if... it's better to say sajdatain of sahw, okay? Or two sajda of sahw.
Yes.
So, and we were trying to say that, okay, these two sajda, these two prostrations must be done immediately after the greetings, after the salam of the prayer. So he, the individual has to first make the niyyah of the sajda, because every act of worship must be done with a niyyah. And then, of course, he has to place his forehead on something which is allowable for sajda, like a turba, like a piece of wood or something. And then once the forehead is placed, then the individual should say, Bismillahi wa billahi, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the zikr of the sajda. Then, of course, he should sit and go back to sajda. And again, and repeat the same zikr of the sajda. Bismillahi wa billahi, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This zikr must be repeated in the second sajda also. And then he sits.
Is there any alternative to this zikr or remembrance?
Of course, you can recite any zikr. If you cannot remember this zikr, this is the recommended zikr, okay? But you can say subhanallah.
Yes.
You can say any zikr that you usually recite during
or
the
subhana
sajda.
Rabbiyal a'la wa bihamdihi. The ordinary
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, you're right. And then, of course, you will sit and recite tashahud and salam. That is that's how you perform the two sajdas.
Mm-hmm. And all of them should come in the exact sequence and order, right?
Of course, yeah.
You cannot change or alter the sequence.
No, you cannot do it. It doesn't make sense to change the sequence.
I see. Yes. Okay. And there's another question I would like to ask you, Sheikh, and that is, if one individual has missed the prayer and should offer the qaza for it, right?
Yes.
Can they actually first perform the obligatory daily prayer and then make up or compensate for the missed ones?
Yeah, of course. A person who owes qaza prayers can perform ada prayer that's now obligatory for him, you know. The ada prayers means the prayers that you have to perform within the prescribed time, okay? So it's always permissible for you to perform the ada prayers first and then the qada prayers, or maybe the other way around. You can do the qada.
Yes.
For example, if you missed the fajr prayer in the morning and now you are intending to perform the dhuhr prayer,
right?
It is good that you perform Fajr prayer because you missed it before you start praying the Dhuhr prayer, and then of course you can do the Zuhr prayer. But also it is quite permissible according to all religious authorities, including His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, to perform the Ada prayers first and then the Qada prayers. There's no objection.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shashavid, our guest speaker. We're still talking about some of the Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, if some money, in fact, is given to my minor child as a gift, can I invest it, or should I consider the profit only for my child?
Well, of course, the father is the guardian of the child, and he knows his child's best interest. He can spend the money on his child buying him, for example, some garments, some clothing, or something which is to his benefit, and he can also invest it. And of course, it is all up to him. And His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that the father and paternal grandfather, both of them, can invest or make a business with the child's property, provided, of course, that it does not entail any vile consequences, any mischief or something bad does not entail, of course. And in this case, of course, the profits are the child's, you know, while the father, the paternal grandfather, can only get an amount of profit equal to the normal wage for his work. Yes, because the guardian, despite being, of course, in actually the guardian of the child, he can, for his own benefit, can take a portion of the profit.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Well, thank you. You know, somebody asked, Shuchavit, my job is to design women's clothes. We know that this kind of job is related to a style of fashion. All right?
Right.
So from the religious point of view, this is the question. Is this job, in fact, a kind of illegal thing or illicit according to the Islamic laws?
Well, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no problem whatsoever in the job in and of itself. It is permissible. But he should not promote designs which are derived from the degenerate culture of the West and contradict public modesty. It's very important that the public modesty or the decency, which is confirmed and endorsed by the Islamic Sharia, is taken into consideration. So something which is offensive, something which is very repugnant, must not be designed by the designer.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is going to be a problem in it. Of course, just as I mentioned, His Eminence has stated that there is no problem in and of itself to design such clothing, because the woman might wear this garment in front of her husband.
Yes.
And of course, a woman is always, it's always good for a woman to to wear attractive clothing and in the presence of her husband.
Yes.
But promoting the indecency, public indecency, public immodesty, is not permissible.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh. That was lovely, and I really enjoyed you actually shedding light on these questions related to the Islamic laws, especially the ones that we are actually answering according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. We were talking about some of these laws or Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature in this program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا